With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The attacks are not over. Israel says it will carry out nonstop strikes against Iran and its leaders and its military. Indeed, explosions have rocked the Iranian capital this morning. Iran, meanwhile, has been firing more missiles today at Israel and Gulf Arab states in retaliation for the killing of its supreme leader yesterday and the surprise U.S. and Israeli attacks that launched the war. Dr. Nikan Khatibi, an Iranian American activist and former Trump appointee, outlines what he would hope to see now that Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is dead.
Hopefully when things are settled, we pray that there's going to be a constitutional referendum and allow these individuals to go to the ballot box and pick somebody who's pro-Western and pro-freedom and pro-democracy.
Dr. Khatibi made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Inside Iran, officials there say they will be appointing a new supreme leader within a few days. Republican Congressman John James of Michigan is co-sponsoring legislation aimed at bringing transparency to the U.S. healthcare system. James says the Patients Deserve Price Tags Act builds on existing transparency standards but closes some key loopholes.
It's going to give patients the control of what they do with their money and make the decisions about what they do with their lives. This is going to lower healthcare debt. This is going to increase quality of care. This is going to decrease prices. And it's going to hold these multi-billion dollar conglomerates accountable.
James, who is a candidate for governor of Michigan, was also interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Greg Abel paid tribute to his predecessor Warren Buffett while promising in his first shareholder letter that Berkshire Hathaway won't make big changes. He took over as CEO from Buffett back in January. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians in India is surging, and the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is concerned. Commission Chair Vicky Hartzler says, quote, "January saw a spate of horrible attacks against Christians. We are particularly concerned by the report of a Hindu mob beating a pastor as he was conducting Sunday prayers inside a house. Mobs of radical Hindus are also wielding allegations of forced conversion to justify the arbitrary detention of believers. In its 2025 annual report, the commission recommended the State Department designate India as a country of particular concern. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is on a book tour designed to promote his expected candidacy for president in 2028, but he's being hammered by LGBT activists who don't consider him liberal enough. At issue is an interview Newsom gave to CNN recently in which he said the Democratic Party needs to be, quote, more culturally normal. This is SRN News. More reports of spying by the FBI during the Biden administration. Correspondent Ron Taylor fills us in.
FBI Director Kash Patel has fired 10 agents after revelations that the Bureau secretly obtained phone records of Patel and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles during the Biden administration. The records were reportedly hidden in restricted access folders, raising concerns about oversight and targeting of political figures.
Reuters reported the FBI obtained toll records of Patel and Wiles during Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigations. Today is Sunday, March the 1st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including rock singer Roger Daltrey, the frontman of The Who. He is 82 years old today. Actor Dirk Benedict is 81. Republican Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska has 75 candles on her birthday cake. Filmmaker Ron Howard is 72. This is SRN News.